Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode 124 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast where we tell you about our perfect lives. We don't even moan a little bit. I'm Catherine Bohart, she's Helen Bauer, and then we help you solve the problems of your own lives. How are you, Helen?
I thought we were going to say the number together.
Well,
like, welcome to episode 124.
But I already said it.
I know, I'm just gutted.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah. Give them your problems and they will solve them, or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
I'm good, I'm thriving, how are you?
I'm well, thank you so much for asking.
I'm actually feeling a bit better today.
Oh, you're still talking? Okay, great.
Only because
I was literally about to congratulate you on asking me how I am for once, and then you were like, I'm actually...
Look, every friendship group has that girl. How are you? I'm fine.
Like, you don't get to say that and be that girl.
I am that girl. I am that girl.
How was your week?
I am that girl. Good, the sun's out and I walked this morning.
Oh, isn't it nice out today?
From Waterloo Bridge to Soho.
Is that a long walk?
No, it's about 10 minutes. But past the Lion King. So, a bit of fun.
Very nice.
Yeah, actually 15 minutes. Now you tell me how you are.
I'm really good. I've had two lovely treats. I've been away for Valentine's Day, as you know. Yeah. Ellen took me to Eastwell Manor, which is this lovely place in Kent. Kent, turns out, gorgeous. I get why it's called the Garden of the UK now. It's
Garden
so lovely.
Of England.
Right, yeah, whatever. that makes more sense, to be fair. Scotland's lovely. Garden of England, it's beautiful.
What are St. George's flags, though?
Not where we were.
St. George's
not
flag.
Where we were. It was honestly stunning, and all of the snowdrops were out. So there was carpets upon carpets of snowdrops along the hills where we were walking. It was absolutely exquisite. We did.
Was this the Valentine's surprise?
Yeah. Oh my God, I have so much to tell you. Okay, so first of all, we went to the spa, which was divine, but there was a locker that had. It came out like an L shape. This is going to sound weird, right? Like a sort of a weird judging bit. But it came out exactly...
Like in a gym locker.
Yeah, and it came out exactly where my forehead is. And I banged my head on it, which was excruciatingly
Wait,
painful.
Like, did you walk into it or did it come out onto
I opened it and it whacked me straight in the head. At which point I saw a sign that said, be careful in the lockers. And I was like, they could have done with that beforehand. Then I went to the pool. Then I came back to get my stuff.
As you do.
At this point, I already have a bump on my head. It's like popping up. It's pink. It's not cute. I do it again. I now have two giant golf ball size. Well, like gobstopper size.
In the shape of a heart for Valentine's.
No. I was like, are you fuck? At this point, it was so sore that I like, you know, when you go silent, because if you don't, you'll scream.
Yeah.
And Ellen came in and was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I am." So the women around me all knew what happened, but no one's saying anything.
No!
Well, because I know, and the kind person would have been like, "Are you okay?" Yeah. But I think you could sense it was such a loud crack that it, like, I wasn't okay, and that anyone speaking to me would be bad. I don't know what it was wrong with me. If I was coming on my period, or like what was up with my spatial awareness. As we're leaving, I like bend down to get my bag. I bang my head.
What did you bang your head on that
Off
time?
The same locker door, but it's open.
The same door?
Ellen's in the next. She's in like a changing room next. And she's like, "Did you just hit your head again?" At this point, all the women around me are like obviously trying not to laugh. Because I am so angry at the question that I think I look like I'm about to. So a beautiful Valentine's Day is what I'm saying. And I came back with two giant things on my head. And then I've since then had quite a lot of, I had a really horrific migraine on Tuesday. Well, yeah, had to pull a gig. It was awful. And then I and almost like fell asleep on the way home. Basically, I had to pull in because I was like an hour's drive and I was like, I can't do this. It was.
This sounds like a doctor's
I
thing,
guess
though.
I got like a concussion on Valentine's Day. But also, when we finished our delicious dinner, we watched Sunil's new lovely television show on terrestrial TV. We watched it with adverts.
Alice and Jack.
Yeah, so exciting.
So cute.
But truly, we had a gorgeous time. We had a really gorgeous time.
I mean,
it's
you
so
had a hotel
beautiful.
And a spa and a concussion. What more do you
and
want?
And she built in stopping off of the McDonald's drive-thru on the way there, which I think is actually pretty wonderful.
Stop.
Yeah, we arrived at this genuine manor, like the most beautiful building I've ever been. Oh, and it looked like a National Trust.
I'm Catherine. I too have gone to a very fancy spa once. With my mother.
Oh, gore. It's
we shared
same.
A bedroom.
But we arrived.
she tried to encourage me to do exercise classes with her. I didn't have any workout clothes with me because I don't own them. And so she did a yoga class in jeans to prove a point.
Are you okay, babe? I was just going to say, we arrived at the lovely manor with McDonald's giant Fantas, and that felt very like a glamorous juxtaposition.
Right. Yeah. It's like when you win an Oscar and you go to In-N-Out Burger.
Oh my God.
It's like a thing.
Yes.
It's a crazy thing they do.
Oh my God, that's right. So when I banged my head, I was just Jennifer Lawrencing it.
Or were you hit by Cupid's bow, which in modern times is a locker? Hello? Something to think about. That's a nice.
It was really gorgeous. Like, she had a massage booked for me when I got there, and she didn't even book herself one, just one for me. It was so nice.
Stop it.
It was really nice.
That's really special, Catherine.
Yeah, she did good. She
I
did
am,
good.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Did you get a present as well? Like a physical thing?
That was the present. I mean, it was gorgeous.
So nothing to unwrap. And then it's love. I need to do this. It's a tough time of year for me.
You're kind of mean, huh?
Well, it's because I'm not having any success. So
success at what? Are you actually on Hinge?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking to people?
Two. One of them's got COVID. Oh, it's a really good excuse. But he also hasn't responded for 3 days. So I'm like, oh, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, no, that I must killed, be it.
I killed one already. Oh, no.
That might be it. Hey, Andrew, what else can sometimes mean people but don't reply
meet,
to you on dates?
I did
dates
meet a guy. No, I'm not being ghosted. I'm not Andrew. Am I? Oh, my God. Am I?
Maybe.
But I haven't even met him yet. You can't ghost me before meeting me.
Oh, they can ghost you from like message one.
You piece of shit! What do I do then? Do I
no,
message
no, you
saying,
don't.
You
no,
ghosting?
No, you don't do anything. You don't do anything.
Do not message.
Are you ghosting?
I'm not being ghosted.
Don't write any of this, Helen. Please stop typing.
I'm not typing. I'm reading.
What did you say last 3 days ago?
Still feeling bad? ? Damn it. You piece of shit. I know the area you live in. I will find
what?
You.
What? No, that's not a normal thing to say. And that's very Andrew of you. Don't do that. Little Mr. Drive-by. Do you have my wellies?
I'm going
to
end his fucking life.
I did get my wellies.
You know what? You ghost me. I'll make you a fucking ghost. I'm actually not that fussed. I don't know why I said that. I met someone last night
you
though at a gig.
Fussed.
And I was like, oh my God, I need to find out if they're single.
Really?
You know, like it happens like every now and again when you're just sort of like, I need to know.
Comedian or?
Not comedian. No. No, God, no. No. Just like person at the gig. Not an audience member. Like someone who works at the venue. And then I don't want to be any more specific than that.
No, don't be. Don't be on air. Tell me at lunch.
But I was like, I have to find out if they're single, but it's not Instagram. In fact, I'll show you guys at lunch and you guys can have a look, but I don't think it's Instagram clear. But in the same way that, like, I think it's not clear on my Instagram either. I worry that sometimes there's, like, too many pictures of me and Sunil hanging out at home that I'm like, oh, everyone thinks. Because some people do think we're a couple.
I'm telling them we are.
You have to stop doing it. That's so messed up.
Yeah, obviously, I want it to happen. So
I really hope I'm not being ghosted.
By that guy who's like third on your list after the guy from the venue and Sunil?
Yeah, Sunil's top of my list still. My number one, my ride or die.
Can you remind us of your pact with Sunil?
Please.
If we get to 40 and neither of us have found anyone. Well, I mean, he's already in his 40s. But if I get to 40 and I find anyone have children, then he has committed to, yes, he will put a bolt in the back of my head and put me out of my misery.
Do you mean a bullet?
A bolt.
No, like a cow. Like a cow,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I brought that up. It's just whenever you do it, normally it's very funny because you do it with a very jovial tone.
I think usually it's because like we've just come in after the Valentine's chat.
Yeah, I'm so
like,
sorry.
It's just sort of like it's just a different vibe from me. It's just a different. But Sunil's show was very good, but very upsetting.
Yeah,
I really cried a lot. It was a lot for me.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet. Have you finished?
I've got one episode left, but I don't think I'm mentally ready to
I get
do it.
That. Yeah. There's a lot of mentally challenging, like sort of like emotionally manipulative TV going about
at
the minute.
Which is my favourite sort of TV.
Have you watched One Day?
No. But I know the story, so like I will at some point. But like I love emotional, like...
Did you know that there were no gay people in the 90s? That's what I learned from it.
No. No, there were.
There's a big claim.
Elton John?
No, not in this version.
No, he... Was he out then?
I'm just joking because there's no gay character and I want there always to be.
There's no gay character in One Day? Who was it written by? Is it David Nichols?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I don't know what that means. I've never read another
either
David
way, he
Nichols
seems nice. Yeah, he seems nice. I like him.
Yeah, to be fair, actually, there aren't any gay characters in any of his books.
Are there not?
I've read them pretty much, all of them, yeah.
What are his other books?
Sweet Sorrow,
Us.
I haven't read that.
Start of Ten.
I have it.
I love Starter for Ten.
Yeah.
There's a Starter for Ten musical, which is in development in Oxford at the moment with Mel Giedroyc.
What? Is this the best day of your life? Have you orgasmed? Why are you being quiet? This is so weird. Your mouth's so wide.
Who is she the mum of the main boy?
I don't know. I've not looked. Do you want me to find out?
This is so exciting. Also, I saw Hades Town.
How was it?
To say that. I was enchanted.
Was it amazing? Fuck.
Absolutely enchanted. Also, I met... There was
I couldn't go in the end,
there.
Listener.
Oh, yeah. Catherine couldn't go in the end. She had
they
a work
went.
In progress.
Hogs went.
There were a couple
of
hogs there.
They did.
And I don't know if one of them was a hog. She was like, I really like your comedy. And then I did meet Hog and she was like, oh, you helped me for my master's. And like Gwyneth, well, I went with my friend Gwyneth in the end. And she overheard it. And Gwyneth was like, you're like famous now. And I was like, oh my God, no, I'm not. But it felt so cool. So
but
thank
you
so much for
it.
Saying hello.
Yeah,
because it actually felt really good. And then I met someone famous. Fell to fucking pieces.
Who?
Oh, Catherine, it was so embarrassing.
Tell me. Who?
So I was, okay. So like I'd been recognised at the theatre. So I was feeling like pretty like fucking like just cool and like awesome or whatever. Not in front of my friend. And then in the interval, I go out for a cigarette. Gwyneth goes to the toilet and she's going to come and meet me outside. But she doesn't come outside. So I'm just sort of like, oh, she must have like, the toilet's got a massive queue. Thanks for cooking. I go inside and she's talking to this guy and like I vaguely recognise him and she's like, and he's like, oh, I recognise you. And I was like, oh, we've probably met, you old friend of Gwyneth. He's like, oh yeah, I've known Gwyneth for years. And I was like, oh, we must have met like a party or something. And she's talking to him and we're all chatting. And then somehow we get onto the subject of war, which sounds like it's my doing, but it actually wasn't my doing.
Uh-huh.
And what you have to know is earlier that evening, me and Gwyneth went for food together. We went to Taro, you know, the Japanese place.
No, is it nice?
Lovely.
Yum.
And I got the Taro special, which is basically everything on the menu in a box.
That sounds delightful. Yeah.
And basically, I was telling her how much I love Masters of the Air because I love it so much. And then I'm talking to this guy and then we get onto war and I go, oh my God, well, I love Band of Brothers. Have you seen Masters of the Air? And he's like, I'm in it. And I was like, oh my God. And Gwyneth was like, and I was like, oh my God, it's gross. Like, I already had my phone going up like this.
No!
Like, and Everyone else we'd met had been so, no one asked for a picture with me. Everyone was just sort of like, hi, love your comedy. Hi, your podcast had me through my masters. I was like, oh my God, slay, slay, slay. Everyone was so normal. I was like this. He said, you can hug me. I was already halfway in. I'm not joking. Gwyneth had to take 3 pictures of us and I'm just like, like baring my teeth. He's Croz from Masters of Air.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know what any of this
means. But
it's
like, this is like me meeting like the oh my God, it was so, and Gwyneth was like, he's in it. And he's like, yeah, I'm like one of the leads. And I was like, oh my God, you are. Like, it just took so long because he's got a different accent in the show and stuff. I lost my fucking mind. So Neil lost his mind too. I sent him the picture and he was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. All of that at Hadestown, which is also a wonderful musical.
Did you see him leave just to go home and get away from you? Or...
No, Gwyneth took me to a pub immediately afterwards. That makes pretty sense. Quickly. And yeah, I was like, oh, did he not say we could meet him in the foyer? And she's like, I don't think so. And I was like, he definitely did. But no, she took me to a pub.
Yeah.
Really fast,
is he
actually
still friends
with
her?
You, Gwyneth. Yeah. She's still cool with everyone. And also she was like, honestly, that wasn't embarrassing. I think he kind of liked it.
Okay.
I think she was being very sweet, but she was like, honestly, like it was worse in your head than it actually was in reality. But he definitely went, you are allowed to hug me. But I was definitely like half physically on him.
That's intense, man.
Yeah.
Gosh. I think that's an act of kindness, though, because he can see it happening. So he's just like, I don't want you to worry about this retrospectively. So I'll just like get in with the permission before you get to the 100% mark.
But it was it's such a shame because the people I met that day were so cool.
Like,
I mean,
and you learned nothing from the hugs.
Coming into the theatre, and this girl was like, "Oh, you, I love your comedy." And I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much."
Can you imagine me?
We were sitting really close. We were sort of chatting before the show started with Gwyneth and her friends, and then I was coming out, and she's like, and then the woman was like, "Oh, you, Helen, I love your podcast so much. Like, so chill."
Can you imagine me if I told you that somebody hugged me without asking me if that was okay?
I know, it's so inappropriate. I'm not proud of myself.
I would be so angry.
But usually I'm not that person. I've never asked for a picture with anyone. Like,
can I see the picture?
Yeah. I'm like, but Catherine, I'm grinning.
I can't wait to see it. Oh my gosh.
In the theater.
Were you much taller than him?
Yeah, like double his size in every way. Yeah.
You are so, if I may, red.
Well, I just had about a family's portion of Japanese food as well.
Oh my God, this is funny. This is so funny. You look like you're about to bring him into a headlock. Like, it's meant to be a casual arm lean, but it's just a bit too grippy. That's so funny.
Yes, he was really nice and a very good actor.
Are we ready to introduce our guest?
Yes.
So that you can have a calm down moment?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Everyone, please welcome to the podcast, the wonderful
Pravanya
Pillay! Come on, are you kidding me? That
it's
was
okay, one more time. 1, 2, 3.
Pravanya Pillay!
Woo!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's me, Catherine Bohart, and I'm going on tour. My show is called Again With Feelings. And oh my gosh, you guys, I would absolutely love if you bought a ticket in advance because people keep sending me emails about the places that aren't selling well and it's very stressful. So I'm coming to the Soho Theatre from the 4th of March to the 23rd of March. There's a week gap in the middle, of course there is, but don't worry about it. And then I'm going to Australia, to Melbourne and Sydney. But I'm back then. I'm doing Macfest in Wales. I'm doing Brighton, Aldershot, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, Newcastle, Norwich, Winchester, Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool. I'm now doing Bolton, we're adding Bolton, Sheffield, Exeter, Corsham, Bristol, Coventry, Guildford, Portsmouth, Swindon, Dublin, and then I'm back in London. The point is, I have a lot of tickets to sell, and I'm not really sleeping. So grab a ticket. Hey, grab a ticket at CatherineBohart.com. You'd go, wouldn't you, Helen?
I loved it.
Have you been?
Leicester.
Oh, you went to a work in progress. Yeah. Yes, that's true. But it's going to be better than that even, I hope.
And also, you're going to have the best time in Bolton. It's my favourite accent in the UK. Bolton. Bolton. Hello.
I guess I'll find out what it is when I get there. Yeah. Please come to the door.
Bonza, good eye, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both of us.
Yes, sorry.
To Australia. We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Western 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue. Woo-hoo! Isn't that so cute?
Oh,
we're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up. Come pick
come
us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth...
Can a powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live to Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It felt really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I
was bitches,
like,
get your tickets.
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australians.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We both got it wrong.
See you there.
Bravania, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. How's your day been?
Yeah, really good.
I'm sorry that Helen's already threatened to do your hairstyle.
No, I want her to so much. I want everyone to.
I've tried space buns before with the hair down the back. I just can't get them matching. And it just, I
you
just,
have to not worry about it being
perfect. Yeah, they don't match. Yeah. They definitely don't match.
Yours look like they match.
No, they don't. There's they two do different look hairbands pretty... here. This is like a different hairband.
I wish I didn't know that. That's going to bother me all the time.
I just remember once doing the two like pigtails either side, but like going back pigtails with the rest of the hair down.
Like Angelica.
And one of my friends, I'm not going to say who it is, but she knows who she is, went, oh, come on, we're in our 30s now.
No.
And it's over for me. It's over.
I would take it out at that point as well. I'd be like, okay, I'm going home.
The thing is, I've also judged women before. I remember once going to a club in Berlin and there was a woman in her like...
It's a crazy place to be judging women. Yeah. Like that is like, I once went to the most inclusive kind of queer cool space and I was like, no, you didn't.
Not the clubs I went to. I went to the like two clubs in Germany that play actual music with lyrics.
Okay.
And she was like 50 wearing a halter neck with bunches and I was like, no,
oh,
you
no,
can't.
She sounds so
you
cool.
can't do
yeah,
judges.
I think she sounds fine.
Yeah. And then because I judged, I feel like now I deserve to be judged.
But you've been judged now, so now it's like karma's even out.
So do you reckon space buttons?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it again. Yeah. And if anyone says anything, like, go harder. Put like little butterfly clips in it.
I have butterfly clips as well.
I
they
love
are so
butterfly
amazing.
Clips. Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
They're like the delicacy of them. But like, if you go into Claire's Accessories now, it's exactly the same stock as it was in 2004.
Yeah. Are they glittery still?
Like, it's all the same stock. The only thing they've got rid of is those earrings with like the plastic, like little bits of it in all the different colours. Remember
well,
the
they're
emo
like
phase?
The blobby earrings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that I've gotten.
Why have you got Claire's Accessories in so long?
Yeah.
Catherine, there's one just there.
No, there isn't.
There is.
Still on the high street.
Yeah. Loads. Yeah, there's one on Oxford Street. Yeah. I actually think there's
it's
two.
It's right
there's
there.
Like, they're like quite close to each
Shall
other.
Shall we do that at lunch?
Let's get our ears pierced.
That would be, I already have my ears pierced.
No, like, again.
Get another one.
I already have them pierced again.
Get a third.
I had one done. I've had my ears pierced right there.
I don't want to do
that's
that.
That's where you had yours?
I've paid quite a lot of money to have mine pierced with a needle. I'd rather do that. Thank
they
you.
Use guns there.
No, thank you.
With a needle included in it.
Yeah, no, that's all right. How are you?
No, I'm really good.
Yeah, what you been up to?
Not much, really. Just work and gigs.
That's fair. Do you have a job that isn't comedy?
I do have a job.
Do you?
Comedy. Yeah.
What's your job that isn't comedy? I'm always so impressed by these people.
It's mad. No,
I'm
it's
always
mad.
So impressed by these people.
Okay, so I am the digital content creator for the Fawlty Towers immersive dining experience.
Did you know that when you asked?
No, she didn't.
How do you
look
not?
At her face? She just definitely did it. She's still processing what that job could
say
possibly
it
be.
One more time for the listener.
The digital content creator for the Fawlty Towers immersive dining experience.
Sorry, it's jarring me in so many ways. The first thought, obviously, is just surely it's just a meme of two soups, over and over and over again. Surely, the second thing I guess is well.
straight out the gate, I'm like, there is a Fawlty Towers immersive dining
experience. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. We will revisit it. My third.
Have you not done it?
Have you done it?
No, I haven't, but I dream of the day.
You should both do it.
Manuel!
Yeah, it's classic stuff like that. And Sybil's a nag. Manuel's foreign. It's crazy.
I'll be honest, the third thing that's coming to mind, if I may, is it is so old.
Yes.
And digital content feels new,
yes,
if you will.
Yes. But what I am is the bridge.
Okay. The bridge between the two. I just assumed they would send like letters, actual newsletters. And the other thing to say is, if I may, the last thing is, why are, with all due respect to you, but because you're a young, interesting, funny person, why are you doing that? And do you like it?
I do. Like, I really enjoy it. It's it is a fun job.
How does one get that job?
Well, I just, LinkedIn. I just saw her. I needed a job and I saw her on LinkedIn and I applied.
She's a nepo baby. Her dad's got, please. Yeah. That's how she got it. Are you happy now?
Can my
you
tell this man well?
Come on, Helen. Representation matters. God. Wait, so what?
Yeah, it's great. The great thing is when we do Vox Pops in the city. It's so good because I don't think people seeing like Sybil, Basil and Manuel out and about in London is a huge deal. Like, they're just like, oh, classic London. But I think it's really strange to see like a small Indian girl with them. I think that's what's really weird, because then it's like, oh, have they colorblind casted Polly? Like, that's what I think the vibe is.
I wish they had. I wish they had.
We do have an international crowd and a lot of very, very young people. Fawlty Towers.
I'm still confused.
It's a TV show set in a hotel in Bognor Regis.
Yes.
Torquay.
Torquay. Yes.
Apologies, Andrew.
I've seen one episode.
In Torquay.
I've never seen
Andrew
it.
Andrew knows it. Like, the youngest here. Yeah. Like, absolutely. Okay, so in Torquay.
He lost out on that job, but okay, he will not show off. Like, miss an opportunity to show off.
It's run by John Cleese and his then wife.
Yes.
Right?
Sybil.
And his wife is the young woman that works at the hotel.
Oh, his actual wife is the young woman. Yeah, show it's Sybil.
Are they not together anymore?
No, I think they broke up.
In real life.
This is actually breaking news gossip.
But I think still friends.
No, surely not.
No, I think still friends.
I don't think that works.
But the show is them running a ramshackle hotel. And he's like English, and she's English, and everyone's English, and Andrew Sachs is English, but he's playing Spanish.
Yeah, right.
Who's playing Spanish?
Andrew Sachs.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember Andrew Sachs?
No.
From the Russell Brand Jonathan Ross scandal.
Oh my God, that guy who bullied that girl on the phone.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
The girl being Daisy Lowe, question mark?
No,
the girl being his granddaughter, Andrew Sachs' granddaughter.
Holy!
You can Google this and find out more.
I will find out.
I don't know.
But it does a very funny accent, it's good stuff.
Is this the 90s or was that early 2000s?
The bullying scandal. That was early 2000s, yeah.
Wow.
It was not the 90s.
Georgina Bailey.
Shout out to Georgina Bailey.
Why are we whispering like that's kind of the worst thing Russell Brand's ever done?
But that's who Andrew is.
You remember when he made that phone call?
Is Dispatches out yet? Is it out? Do you reckon they'll do the next one soon? Beat the name. No, I'm not going to say it, because otherwise it's an edit point for you guys.
Also, we'll be here for hours.
I think it's the most charming job of all time. I've actually never done an immersive dining experience. Mm. I've never done Mamma Mia or Fawlty Towers.
Have you done the immersive?
Yeah,
dining
I did.
Experience?
That's what I did. I did that before I started.
Oh my God, she researches the job. Yeah. That's amazing. And who'd you take? Or did you go alone?
I went alone.
No, you didn't.
Have you ever done an immersive dining experience alone?
You didn't actually go alone.
It's not nice.
Oh my God, no wonder they gave you the job. They were like, that girl's not okay. Are you joking? You went by yourself?
Well, yeah, I was like...
Do you sit on group tables?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't you have family in the city?
Well, yeah, but everyone was busy. And I had to go because it was work. So I just went alone.
In my head, you took a briefcase, but I don't know why.
No, I didn't. I took a little rucksack, my rucksack.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I had a book in it. It had my purse in it. That was it.
And wow. They act the scenes around you and you have a three-course dinner.
Yes. I had a three-course dinner.
Soup?
But I was on a group table, so there were other people on the table. I chatted to the people on the table. They wanted to know why I was there alone. That was the main thing. They kept telling me I was very brave for being there alone.
Yikes. By the way, I think there's no greater insult after a comedy gig than when someone says, you're so brave.
No, I have a worse one. Helen, it happened after the Lichfield gig. A lady came up to me and she was like, keep going.
No!
No!
Yeah. Why do they say yeah. that?
You've
Why
done do this they one say as well. The church. What? The church.
Yeah, I know the church. Yeah.
It's really, the guy I'm, who runs it so lovely.
I'm doing it
really
this week. Lovely, yeah. Next week. So
you're going to thrive.
It'll be great.
But
be
our night was like, it got really fun by the end.
Yeah.
But they were like not up for it from the get-go.
They needed
like,
a lot of warming up.
They needed a lot of warming up and a lot of like comforting. Mm. I can't believe you got that. In fact, your cousin was there as
well.
Yeah,
she didn't hear. So
thank God. Oh, I hate you when I get given like a note or a supportive comment in front of like a friend or family member. Yeah. I'm like, don't do it in front of them.
Yeah.
So humiliating.
No. I once was with my brother after a gig at a comedy festival in Ireland called Body and Soul, and I'd just done
comedy festival, am I right? It's just like one naked. Just
well, no, funny you should say
soul.
That. It was not. They were all
I'm
fully
fuck
clothed.
The soul out of you with my body.
They were. I can't stress enough how much this is in Ireland. It's like you think I said Europe.
No, guys have got fairies Ireland. And stuff. You're
if
doing
I may,
things. Okay.
And we're called queer now. The point is, yikes! I'm sorry that you had to see that. Sorry.
She's fine.
So I was at this festival with my brother, and his friend and him came to see me to this set, and as you know, playing the like Sunday morning of a music festival as a comedian is dog shit anyway. But I go on stage, I'm not getting anything out of them. They're all only in this tent because they're sunburnt and Irish, and so they're like and hungover, so they're recovering or on come downs. And I go to this guy, I'm gonna be smoking, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, what are you smoking? And he was like, grass. And I was like, what kind of grass? Anyway. What kind of grass? And he was like, oh, and I was like, oh, wait, oh, okay. And like, what they watched me on stage, my brother watched me on stage basically be like, oh my God, that's a spliff. And what he also watched was me having asked this man if he was smoking had in turn alerted security to the fact that he was smoking. Which means he gets dragged out during my set because he's too high to get it. He like won't leave. So he's dragged out. So I'm a grass. And then there's just this room. There's just this tent full of drug users, obviously, looking at me like, you fucking worm, you rat. And my brother's just at the back being like, oh my God. And then when I'm done being the least cool woman who's ever been allowed at a festival.
Oh, Catherine.
I come off stage and I pop my hair up. I'm like sweating so much. I like pop my hair up just to like relieve the... And this woman walks by and goes, did you just do a set in there? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you should leave your hair down. What? Isn't that the meanest thing anyone's
That's
ever...
That's the most horrible thing ever because it's Isn't not it... relevant.
Right? And it's
That's...
just...
awful.
It's so mean. You should leave your hair down. My brother was just like, yikes.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? I love it when you have your hair up.
Yeah.
Also, you know what? That is no one's business.
Yeah. It's very gendered.
It's just like wild
it's
to be like.
It's your neck masseuse's business and no one else's.
I agree.
Even then, the masseuse would be like, is it all right if?
Yes. Yes. Not you should.
Leave your hair down.
Genuine, thank you for saying so.
Genuine question for you girly wellies. Yeah. Does anyone else got...
Sorry, we're saying girly whirlies.
For the girly wellies.
Oh, that's so funny because did you guys have curly whirlies?
Yes.
Okay. No. Oh, okay. So curly whirly is a type of chocolate bar that's mainly...
Wait, she has to
mainly gaps, right? So it's a long... It's like ladder. In a white wrapper with purple edges.
No, I actually... I was never like a huge fan of chocolate as a kid. I like, always prefer dark chocolate.
Wait, settle, Catherine. Settle. 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 Okay. Settle. Settle. She's okay.
And
tell her what you did like. Tell her what you did like.
I liked sweets and something like that. But I didn't. I like savory stuff.
Okay.
Like egg. I was a huge fan of egg. Okay. I would always have egg. Like that's that would be my go-to like treat. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, can I have an egg?
Like a boiled?
No, not boiled.
No, okay. Like a raw egg?
No.
No.
Poached.
Poached.
Usually that was a real treat.
A child who had a... Okay. Catherine, everyone, her body, her choice. Say my body, my choice. Say it.
My body, my choice.
That's good. Catherine doesn't like people that don't like.
I'm currently trying to decide if I want children, and the idea that I could have a kid who'd be like, no thanks, I don't really like chocolate, please may I have a poached egg, gives me the kind of spooks that are like in my spine.
Yeah, no, I was like a creepy kid. Yeah.
Yeah, a poached egg is a wild choice for
That's
a child.
That's such a... What?
Yeah, well poached eggs, because they're harder to cook, so that was like a treat, because you know you have to get them...
Yeah.
No, I understand that. That part wasn't really my difficulty.
So I used to tend to have like fried or egg toast, which is where you dip the egg in.
Nice, yeah. Every kid likes bread. Yeah. Eggy bread. Yeah, sure.
So just to check, you'd
we got back to somewhere normal.
You go to a birthday party. You're 10 years old, yeah. And there's the treat table laid out because it's like not sit down for yeah. or whatever. What do you want to see on the table if eggs aren't an option?
Well, just the savouries. Like
a ham sandwich. Well,
I never liked meat.
Okay,
so,
cheese sandwich.
Yeah, well, those were quite dry. Don't egg remember sandwich. Them being dry? Well, I'd have the egg mayo, but egg mayo is actually my least favourite type of egg. So
that's the best type of egg.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It's egg. More mayo than it is egg. You know?
Did you have
mayo is egg, you fucking freak.
No, but mayo is not the same.
Mayo is the same.
No, it isn't. It doesn't taste like egg. It tastes
it's
like
egg with
girls,
oil.
It tastes
girly
like
whirlies.
Girly whirlies.
Do not make me make say whirlies again. That made me so upset.
Whirlies.
I also was about to do not make me pull this car over. Sorry, did you have siblings?
Yeah, I did. I had a younger brother. I have a younger brother.
Yikes. I was like, oh no. I've stumbled into this. And did he like chocolate?
Oh yeah, he loved all of that stuff. Great. He still has a massive sweet tooth. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All that stuff, just the best stuff. Okay, great. Okay, so Curly Whirly was.
It must have been so tough at school, sorry, just like to like go on break and everyone's having like Maltesers and stuff.
No,
and you're just there with
the like we were like bang on the healthy eating in school. You know when like Jamie Oliver did all of that stuff, so we weren't allowed.
So
we had to have fruit.
But
we
like,
had to have fruit.
Everyone
at break.
Took in chocolate. Even
no,
way.
You had to have fruit at break. It got like you had to. Have
they
fruit
actually
at break.
Checked. Like
yeah, yeah, yeah. You were only allowed fruit.
What we had a cross on so long ago. No, why is it still in there?
If you rewind the video, you'll see I drink it and then I have to chew a little bit because a lot of the croissant had fallen down into it. Shout out to Toad Bakery for the almond croissants. Thank you so much.
Shout out.
I'm so sorry I just spat croissant on myself.
That's all right.
Catherine, if you'd like to continue,
are you
please.
Having a nice time? Is this yeah. what you thought this would be?
Yeah, no, this is exactly it.
Okay.
This is great.
Okay. She's just, okay. It's a Curly Whirly is a long, thin chocolate bar that's like flat. It's almost entirely caramel toffee.
You know what? I think I've seen this on the thick of it.
Very likely. And there's holes in the middle.
Oh, Andrew's
and
got a picture for
the
you.
The reason the Curly Whirlies, there you go.
Yes, that was on the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the reason the Girly Whirlies would like the Curly Whirlies is because it's the kind of chocolate that Weight Watchers would tell mothers they should have if they popped it in the freezer and then they broke it into pieces and then like delayed that over the day. C-Matt was talking about this on off menu and I was like, oh my god, every Irish mammy did this. But it's like the kind of chocolate where they're like it's like basically a third of the chocolate bar because it's mainly holes, but
okay, I'm only eating them from now onwards. Everyone please send in Curly Whirlies.
I
that
actually love a Curly Whirly.
That is what I'm doing
but
now.
They're so bad for your teeth. They're the kind of ones where you're like, I may have lost a filling.
Yeah,
and may now
caramel,
need so. A second filling. Yeah, it's a
honestly,
lot.
Honestly, I just think our generation, I've said it before, I'll say it again, we don't need to worry about teeth. They're what? All going to fall out anyway.
No.
And
what are you talking about?
Like, everything on your body, don't stress about teeth.
No, I stress about my teeth the most.
You can just
yeah,
get new
I
ones.
Fundamentally
you can just
disagree.
What,
like veneers?
I think that like everyone gets to an age, from what I can gather, every old person I've ever met has always had to get teeth replaced.
Yeah, that's why we should care about them now.
And they were born in the 40s.
Yeah,
what are you
they
talking
didn't have
about?
Toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Thousands of
wait, when were toothbrushes invented?
Well, quite early, but people just had sticks.
She said
for a
40s
while.
They didn't have toothbrushes.
No,
that
I'm saying in the,
right.
They were born in the 40s, so like that's this is deranged. You can't spend thousands of pounds replacing your teeth instead of just brushing.
Just to be clear, I've got lovely teeth. I don't have any fillings, okay?
Have me you, neither.
When did you last go to the dentist?
Actually, they did text me. I am due my checkup.
When did
no,
you last
go?
Last year.
No, okay. 6 months. Every 6 months.
But
yeah, I
went
agree.
Last year, and that was the last time I had a thorough cleaning as well.
Oh, the hygienist.
Yeah,
oh,
I
it's
love.
Okay. It's
I always
feeling.
Do both together.
Yeah, you have to. Well, you did go to the hygienist first, and then go to the dentist, and then they're like, "Oh, your teeth are perfect."
Yeah, you clean so well. Do I?
Yeah, that is the scat. That's
I,
the scat
if
I'm
you
pulling.
Are not watching this on YouTube, I urge you to go and then zoom in. On your face, as you said, it's the best feeling. I was like, there's my little eggy guy. Oh, poached egg in the dentist. A wonderful day. What are you talking about?
Eggs have got to be good for the teeth as well. Nice and soft.
Yeah,
on
that
them.
Protein. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft
and Andrew, when was the toothbrush invented, please?
3,500 BC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that is insanely long ago.
Yeah.
That's dinosaurs.
What was their toothpaste? Like, was it charcoal?
It would be papyrus. These papyrus are fucking everything, those Egyptians.
I doubt it was papyrus.
I think it was charcoal.
Honestly, they made boats out of it, paper, everything.
I don't know. They never made boats out of papyrus.
They made boats out of everything.
Papyrus.
Oh, papyrus. It was the ancient Egyptians. Weirdly, they created toothpaste before the toothbrush.
Oh, they just used their finger. Classic.
Tooth powder. Tooth powder from rock salt, mint, pepper, and dried iris flowers.
Oh, so like today's toothpaste.
That actually sounds nice, yeah.
What, pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this sounds nice.
I'd be sneezing. And if you sneeze when you're brushing your teeth, have you ever done that?
No.
Fuck me, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
You're brushing your teeth, you sneeze, and it's like...
Yeah, that's whole crazy. Mirror.
You're cleaning a mirror,
for
sure.
Goes up the back of your nose
to come out. This sounds like hell. It sounds like, awful.
So then you've got like... It's actually... Okay, the minty nostrils, I don't mind as much, but it's mental, yeah.
Everything's so visceral with you, my God.
Well, everything in the bathroom is visceral because of like how obvious it is on the mirror.
Yeah.
What else are you watching other than Fawlty Towers?
Actually, I'm not watching that much Fawlty Towers. What am I watching at the moment? Oh, Sex and the City.
Oh my gosh, I find it so funny when young people watch Sex and the City, like, ironically.
No, I'm not watching it ironically.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, great.
It's
who are
amazing.
You?
Oh, Carrie.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like a toxic friend. So
oh my god, really? Interesting.
No, I'm not that toxic friend. But I do pick the wrong guys.
You haven't seen any Sex and the City?
I've seen the films.
Oh, the films. The second film is, I think,
incredible.
Racist.
Yeah.
Damn it! Who said racist? It's incredible. Motherfucker!
It's all coming out now.
Go back. The second film is racist. And I said it first. And I've always said it. Is that the one where they go to
That's
like, Dubai and they drop condoms?
The timing was so unfortunate. Oh my god, it was bad.
Oh my god, I'm the worst person that's ever existed.
It's okay. They made the film.
Which is the film where one of them puts on 5 pounds and they're all horrified.
Oh, that's the first film.
Yeah.
As they should be. Curly whirlies, girlies, get to the shops. Let's get buying. Put it in the freezer. Cut it up. That'll last you 2 weeks if you're lucky.
That is tragic. Yeah. Yikes. Those are both terrible. But the... TV show's problematic in different ways.
Oh yeah, it's obviously like an incredibly problematic show, but
the clothes
are amazing, and some of the lessons are really great. Like,
yeah, what have you learned?
I've learned that what was the main thing I learned recently? Oh yeah, that
9/11 was bad.
No, they actually don't mention it.
Oh, they'll get there.
They have an episode where they like is like a tribute to New York, but they actually filmed that 5 months before 9/11. And then they released it after, and then they just said it was a tribute to, which I think is
that's not fucked up, man.
Yeah, it's actually not right.
Unless they knew all along.
Oh, wait, inside job.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Sex and the City is about the four women like going out.
Helen, we're just solving 9/11 right now. Could you focus?
Wait, we're solving it?
Yes. No.
That feels mad.
No, wait, let's go back. We're just talking about being respectful about 9/11, which I said first and I've always said.
Large world events. We're discussing. I will watch Sex and City at some point. It's just that I know at some point I might get divorced and I think I'll need it then.
No. You need it now. You need it before you're divorced.
Really? I agree.
Yeah. You need it when you're single. Yeah.
I'm rewatching Below Deck. Moment.
Sorry.
I've never seen it, but I have heard a lot about
it. It's enchanting.
Are you not depressed?
I was. Oh, I'm not.
Save it. Save it for when you're next depressed. You'll need it most then.
My go-to is Doctor Who when I'm depressed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Egg girl. There she is. She creeps out when you least expect her. There she is.
Can you see who that is in that picture?
Yes, it's Paul McGann.
It's Paul McGann.
I did.
It's signed.
Yeah. Wow, did you meet him?
No, one of our hosts.
Listeners met him and I talk about his podcast on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've told you about it.
Yeah, it's astonishing. We are going to ask for your help with a listener problem.
Because we're just assuming no one's got any interest in Doctor Who.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I didn't want to talk about it. There's like 10 podcasts about Doctor Who.
I've never seen an episode about it. I've never seen an episode about it.
The Weeping Angels.
Wow, this is your hitting though.
That's the episode I know the best.
Yeah.
I used to have a subscription to the Doctor Who magazine.
Oh, me too. Nice. Yeah.
Me and Catherine can be...
Shuji Gatwa.
We'll sit back. Talk about the magazine for a minute, if you guys want.
I just thought it was like a very well produced magazine.
It was good value because I also dipped into a few other magazines, not on this.
Sorry,
basis.
I actually died of boredom. What are you talking about? No,
it had some great interviews.
Yeah,
like, really good.
The quality and price of the magazine.
Yeah, it was well worth it.
What we've taken there is the arguably niche and boring topic of Doctor Who, and talked about the editorial choices of the Doctor Who magazine, which is even more niche and boring.
It was a very stylish magazine.
Lovely paper, GSM.
Really? Oh my god, isn't it? Yeah, I always thought that.
I've got a question. Was it one of the magazines where you collect like a little something as a gift each week?
That was for kids. No. This was for the real fans. Mm-hmm. This was for the people who like really cared.
You really tried to get involved and they were like, yeah.
I got really slapped down. Like, you get a piece of the dollar each week and then you build it.
No.
I did also have like the kid one as well.
I've got a Doctor Who question.
Okay.
What's all this nonsense about Daleks climbing stairs?
Oh, they just fly.
Yeah, yeah.
They can fly.
They got boosters in them.
That was like old. That was from, that was like, fine, yeah.
What's all this nonsense? Yeah. What's all this nonsense?
That was very like, I'm not a normal mom. I'm a cool mom.
There is a very famous Doctor Who magazine interview with the guy who, I can't remember his name. It is in the Titanic episode.
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah, where he just like slams Doctor Who and he's like, oh, well, yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm recording the interview. And this actor's like, well, don't you know shorthand? How can you call yourself a reporter? It's like, he works for the Doctor Who magazine.
I know.
He's not like a trained journalist. Yeah. And they printed it in full. This guy, this actor just like slamming this Doctor Who reporter.
Yeah, it's so rude. He was so rude.
Really good.
So there's a Titanic episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah,
it is. It's a space Titanic. Kylie Minogue's in it.
Yeah, that's a really good episode. Kylie Minogue. Wait. David Tennant looks so handsome in that episode.
Mm. Okay, I actually want to watch this.
Yeah. Why are you pointing at me? Do it alone.
Because we could actually get into this. This could be our thing.
I don't think we could.
Like a couple's like watch something.
We're not a couple.
We're like sort of like effectively.
Not really.
Well, why do you keep calling me Ellen then?
They're very similar names.
They're very different with the
and
H.
I'm always angry with both of you.
Ellen!
I only ever call her Helen when she's in trouble. Helen!
I found the interview with a guy called Clive Swift. I'll read you the end of the interview.
I love the name Clive.
Oh, this is so
nice.
Yeah.
This is how the interview ends. Right, one final question. I think that's more than enough, isn't it? How many pages are you going to have on Mr. Cooper? That was the name of the character.
Yeah. He was a nice guy. The character.
Yeah, the character
was
really lovely.
It was really lovely, yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask, there's no reason why I should talk to you at all, so you shouldn't push it. I'm sure you'll write something very nice. Stony silence. I know that you think this is a big world, this Who business, but it isn't. There are much bigger things than this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What was going on with Clive at home?
Oh, he was just having a bad day.
He was having a terrible day. I'd actually like more of that. I can't believe I'm saying this, but can we get some more of that interview, please? That's fascinating.
This was a huge deal when it came out. I think we're Whovians.
We're not, but I love gossip on any score. Go on. Imagine saying this out loud. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. And like thinking it won't get printed, thinking you'll get away with it.
A story to tell you about an interview I did this week.
Okay.
I'll post this.
Okay. So this is a question. Right, could you tell me a bit about your character in The Voyage of the Damned, the name of the episode? You don't need me to tell you that. Have you read the script? That's what I perform. You can tell them about my character. What a silly question.
What? It's not even a silly question, though. It's such a bait. Like, it's a normal question.
Yeah.
That's like a go-to question.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to tell you about the worst interview I've had. Second worst interview I've ever had in comedy by a journalist. In the extras. It has to be in the extras. So go to the extras. If you're a patron, you can hear it. It is El Scandalo.
And then we'll come back for a problem with Pravania.
Yeah.
Cut!
Okay. Okay, so we're back in the main episode now. Do you think it's worth people going to the extras for that story?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It's horrifying.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
Well, that's all you have to look forward to when you debut. You get all these interviews. How exciting that'll be.
But I had a question as a good interviewer. Eggs from best to worst. I want to be like including omelette, including Benny, like the whole thing.
Okay.
Florentine.
Deviled. So number one is eggy bread. That's my favorite.
Yum.
Then poached.
Slay. Yeah.
Yeah. Then fried.
Yum.
Then scrambled. Although scrambled and fried are kind of equal to me.
It really depends on mood, doesn't it?
Oh, can I not?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, Catherine.
I'll scrambled underneath fried because fried is more of an accomplishment.
Understand.
Yes.
Like sometimes I'll crack it, and if the yolk breaks, then I'll like, well, I guess I'm having scrambled.
Yeah, okay.
Why you change on the fly?
Yeah. Because I'm not gonna have a broken yolk fried egg.
I'd never think to make that decision so fast. I'd be like, oh no,
we adapt to survive.
When you love egg,
whoa, you're a genius.
You're like,
whoa.
Have you ever been making scrambled, forgotten about it, so it's an omelette?
No, because it cooks so quickly.
Yeah.
It literally takes like 2 minutes.
I know, but you know when you're like buttering the toast and you get distracted by the toast buttering and you're like, oh my God, like blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, oh, I guess it's an omelette.
No, that's never happened.
No, never me either. Yeah.
Omelette is one of my least favourites. Well, least favourite is egg mayo, then omelette. Because I just think the omelette is like, we're throwing stuff in that doesn't need to be there. Let the egg talk for itself.
Yeah, okay. Good for you. Good for you.
Sorry to jump in here, just for some engagement, because people really loved their favourite chocolate bar. Please comment down below your egg ranking. What are your favourite eggs? Make sure you comment. Drive the engagement. Get the views up. Thank you very much.
I completely agree, but wait, where are you putting deviled?
Deviled. Oh, I do love that because it's so 70s. You know,
it is,
I mean?
Very
like,
fun.
I just feel like, yeah. Probably above omelette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Below all the classics.
Yeah.
I think like Egg Benedict, Florentine, all of that comes underneath scrambled.
Okay.
I do really enjoy it, but it is very rich. It's rich. You know, you have that, you know. Oh, shakshukas. Does shakshuka count?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I made a mistake. Shakshuka needs to be like up higher.
I really agree. Like above poached? Question mark?
Yeah, eggy bread is the best, I think, then shakshuka, then poached.
I love shakshuka. That's a really good shout.
I got cream.
Cream?
Cream egg.
Whoa, like Cadbury's cream egg? Yeah. Am I allowed to say brand names? Oh, yeah. We have said brand names.
Somebody works on the BBC pretty old.
Sorry, am I allowed to say brand names?
Are you allowed to say brand names? Wow.
The whole podcast has been an advert of Tony since day one.
What are you doing? That was the sweetest question. That's a woman who does the Now show a lot. Am I allowed to say...
Can we say Cadbury's?
You can say cunt and cream egg all you want on this show. Go ahead.
Cream egg. I hate cream eggs.
I have a feeling.
They're just chocolate.
Can I ask about mini?
Oh, I do like mini eggs, actually.
Wild to be like, I hate cream eggs. They're just chocolate. Yum. Yum and yum.
Mini eggs are good, though.
Yeah, I like mini eggs.
Good.
Yeah.
Have you had the orange mini eggs?
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh my God, my sunglasses I rested on the pig just fell. Didn't we all get given a pack of orange mini eggs?
Yeah.
Is that how we all had them?
By Anthony. Anthony. Oh my God.
Yes, but I...
they were delicious.
He's given me two packs now. The first pack was eaten by my sister without permission.
Whoa.
But I had the second pack and they are very lovely.
Really delicious. Check them out. I know you don't like... chocolate, but it's kind of fruit.
I don't know. I like mini eggs. I think they're nice.
I'm just trying to think of any more eggs that we can give you because you've already done a
very Kinder eggs. You know what? I really like Kinder eggs. I know. So I like that it's a real experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. It's immersive.
Yeah.
You. I like the one that's half.
That's me.
Regular Kinder egg, half with a little spoon, and you get out the sort of like praliney taste.
Oh, those, those are great.
Oh, that's insane.
But does that happen? Kinder is doing some great stuff with chocolate, I would say.
Easter egg in general? Easter, where does it
I don't like Easter eggs.
Okay.
They're just too much.
Shocking,
is it? Okay. I don't really like chocolate. I like dark chocolate.
You've said.
But 80% and above.
Do you like boiled egg and soldiers?
I like dark chocolate too.
Boiled egg and soldiers,
Oh my God, boiled eggs and soldiers are so delicious.
Really good stuff, that.
Yum, yum, yum.
Any more eggs from the people at the back? Andrew, Em?
I have to say mine goes, if anyone's asking.
Yeah.
I would say boiled egg and soldiers.
Top.
Yeah. I love a boiled egg.
It's a real treat.
So much.
It's an experience.
Yeah. Did you have boiled in your mix?
I forgot about it.
Okay.
That's the problem with boiled. I feel like forgettable.
Oh, I have it like the most of all the egg types. I'd have boiled egg.
And it's hard to get right as well.
I don't find that.
Oh.
But I can just...
For some reason, such a normal thing to say. So cutting. I don't find that.
Literally, like my heart is actually difficult. Broken right now. Yeah.
No, that's actually not a difficult thing.
I'm really sorry. No, I just don't find it that hard to cook an egg. But
Doesn't mean it. She's lashing out.
Okay, it's all right. It's fine.
I didn't mean to start beef with you.
No, no.
Can I ask a question about boiled egg?
Yeah.
Have you ever boiled it in the air fryer?
No, what?
And it's incredible.
No way.
I saw someone do it on Instagram and I was making my boiled egg noodles and I was like, I want a boiled egg on top of my noodles. Put it in the air fryer for like 7 minutes on like 180 degrees or something like that. Definitely double check that.
In water? No.
Just in the air fryer.
So when you say you boiled it in the air fryer, you mean you cooked it?
Yes, I air
you
fried
You baked
it.
Air fried egg.
That's a whole new type of egg.
That's a whole new type of egg.
It's a whole new type of egg.
Stop screaming at me.
Also, scotch. How do we forget about that?
Scotch. I don't eat meat, but the veggie scotch.
The cheese and onion, sort of like a round.
There's a corn one.
Oh, there's a corn one.
I can have the whole pack.
It's actually quite nice. Yeah.
I once poisoned myself and eggs, actually, so this conversation is starting to get triggered.
This is so far into the conversation. This whole podcast has been about egg.
We've
actually already done an egg episode as well. Do you remember Sean McLaughlin? And it was just omelette.
That was mainly omelette. I was going to say, this is... It could be nice sister podcast. If you could listen to them together, that's a nice episode combination.
Yeah, because then I imagine we have different views on omelettes.
Yeah, no, you definitely yes, do. That guy's having way too many omelettes. But I would say...
Do you want to hear something really light?
One time, may I finish? It's going boiled.
Mm.
Shakshuka second.
Nice.
Yeah.
Third, it's tricky because I love... an egg on pizza, but that doesn't really count.
Oh, the Fiorentina. That's the pizza I have.
Oh my God, I had it last night. It was so good.
It's really good, yeah.
Come on.
But probably because of that, it is the, what is the Benedict with the spinach?
Florentine.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a nice one, love that too. So I guess that is poached ultimately. Oh, but I also, have you fried them in feta and chili oil?
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Fuck, no. New eggs, sick. Two new eggs for me to try.
It's sick.
This is great.
Put some scallions over the, oh my God, it's so delicious. Yum.
That sounds really good.
It's really
nice.
Good.
You just fry it in feta.
So what you do is you put chili oil in your pan.
Yeah.
Heat it up till it's boiling.
Yeah.
Then you put a circle of feta.
Wow.
Circle. Crack the egg into the center. You get a cheesy edge. And then I just put like either chili oil, or I'll put some or like spices or what you call it, paprika, or just spring onions on top. And it's delicious.
That does sound really good.
It's really good, Catherine. Yeah. And I don't like feta, but I want that.
Yeah, again, you can do it with parmesan. Really good with parmesan, but put that on towards the end because that really will crisp up so fast.
That sounds really good.
Parmesan crispy egg.
Mm. That sounds amazing.
It's sick.
Mm.
Wow. Damn, I'm good at cooking eggs.
Damn, Catherine.
You are with the boiled egg stuff.
Yeah.
From earlier.
God damn.
I'm actually a little bit
hungry.
Wet, but like.
Hungry.
Like, we don't need to get a tea
right?
Towel.
Everyone says hungry.
Everyone says hungry.
In that scenario, you're hungry. Why? Why not just be hungry?
Hungry. I get confused between hungry and hungry.
I really see
it's
that.
It's all down there. Yeah. It's all down
Whoa,
there.
Whoa, how low the is feelings, your stomach?
The feelings. Wait. The feelings are like they're so physically close to each other that I get lost.
I see that. Okay, so wait. So before we get into the problem, you earlier identified as a toxic friend.
No, I was only kidding. I think I'm actually a very good friend.
Oh, that's nice. But that's always what the toxic friend says. And what kind of advice do you think you give?
I like to think that I listen, and then I actually hate to give advice, because what if I'm wrong and then they take the advice and then years later they're like, you told me that. So I try and like help them come to a solution themselves.
Oh, so there's no blame Whoa. On you.
Yeah.
That's so... thoughtful, I guess.
But then sometimes in certain situations you have to just be like, no, like that's not a good idea. Like if it's really dire, then it's like
it's very Mother Willow of you from Pocahontas.
Do you think?
Like just sort of like she's not going to tell Pocahontas not to marry Kirkwam, but she is going to be like, listen to your heart.
Yeah. That is that's the vibe.
Listen to your heart.
Well, I try unless they're like in a really bad situation, and then I'm just like, okay. Well, I always do say, even when I give advice, I'm always like, well, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
But like, no pressure. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, and they're like, it's no time for an egg. Why would you say that to me now?
Ronnie just making eggs. It's okay. So
everything's going to be fine.
We'll just speedrun this. No, put them in a well, make an egg, join a sports team.
No, you wouldn't make an egg at a bad moment, though, because you wouldn't want the egg to be associated with the negative emotion, would you? Eggs are for happy time.
You've really taken this.
Wow.
Eggs are for happy time.
Eggs are for happy time. You should be the advertisements for British eggs.
I would love that. Oh my God, to be the
you
face
could
of
be
British
the lion egg. Stamp.
I would love that. That is multicultural Britain. I would absolutely love that. That would be so great. I would be so happy.
Who is the face of egg at the moment?
Is there someone I can talk directly to?
That would be amazing.
Surely the chickens. You'd have to go straight to the community.
I guess, no?
Get their blessing.
Presumably they get to choose.
Because I think they're the face of it right now. When I think of eggs, they're 100%. Because they're almost the cartons, aren't they?
I want to be on every egg cart. I want my face to be on the Burford Brown cart.
Waitrose eggs.
The Burford Browns. Well, I know that's... I'll go for like the lower one first. And then
Prince Charles. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Oh no, Catherine, don't tell.
Yeah, I won't mention our call later.
King Charles's chickens, eggs. Oh dear.
That was horrible. That gave me the spooks.
I got nervous just then.
Andrew, just give us the problem before she gets any more royally. What's the word I'm looking for?
Regal.
No, that's not.
I'm a naturally regal. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to shut the fuck up. Let's have a problem.
By the way, this is an article that says Kevin Bacon is now the official spokesperson for eggs.
What?
So, oh, no.
Gonna dethrone Bacon. That's crazy. What about the EE? You can't do both, surely.
That is a good point.
Well,
actually,
like, surname's Bacon, eggs and bacon. It's kind of like...
Yeah, they're different.
Okay, wow.
His name's not Kevin Egg. Sorry, that's a great name.
Son will be.
My name was Kevin Egg.
Do we know how long his contract is? Does Pravanya have a chance to get in there?
I think this was an article from a while ago. So yeah, it might have run out. You might have a chance. Well,
yeah, we'll see. Okay. Mr. Footloose.
Oh my God.
Go on.
So this is a problem from M.
Hi, M.
Okay, she was on it.
It's good.
M says, "Hey Hoggos, huge and very proud fan of the show."
I quite like Hoggos.
Me too.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
I find myself in a bit of a challenging situation that's been ongoing for almost 2 years now.
Here we bloody go.
I actually love this so much.
Unfortunately, I got injured at work due to some supervisor negligence.
You love that so much?
No, I thought it was going to be about
you love that
boy.
So much.
I really thought it was going to be.
Yikes.
This is the lesson we've learned over 124 episodes is to wait.
Wait, it could be a funny injury.
Or a romance. I want a romance.
I work in a banana factory and I slipped on some peanuts.
No, it's not a romance.
No. And there's no such thing as a banana factory. Yeah. It's a field, you idiot. I work in an apple factory. It's an orchard.
Oh, God.
Ever since, unfortunately, I got injured at work due to some supervisor negligence, and it's been a roller coaster ever since.
Oh, no. Mm.
Currently, I'm stuck in a less than ideal temporary position as I recover from surgery and deal with the aftermath of the incident.
No.
While I'm not thrilled with my current role, it seems like it might be the only option available within the company. On top of that, I'm tangled up in a legal battle with the said company for back pay and facing the possibility that my injury might be considered a permanent disability. It's a lot to handle, but don't worry. I've got a therapist, a supportive doctor, and the backing of my state's workers' advocate program as I navigate these rough waters.
Slay.
Love that.
Yeah, it's really fabulous.
She's a Catherine.
Yeah. That was honestly gorgeous to hear.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming a she.
Yes.
Yeah. That organisation level. Yeah, like.
I won't assume pronouns, to be fair.
We won't assume pronouns, actually. I take it back.
Thank you.
I'm doing really well today. Catherine's laughing.
It just must be so exhausting to be you. I actually won't assume pronouns. And didn't and wouldn't.
After I just said I'd never shut up. No, I'll leave it straight back in.
Please,
let's hear your story.
M finishes. Once this chapter is behind me, I'll be able to move forward. However, until then, I'm seeking advice on how to keep my spirits high and stay optimistic about the future. While I'd love to be a client of the firm Bohart & White Solicitors, I'm open to any guidance or encouragement you might have. Thanks in advance for your support. Oinks and love, M.
Oinks and love.
Oh, my God. I hope you are feeling better already.
What a charming email.
Yeah,
charming.
Really lovely, yeah.
To be like really positive.
Really positive, this awful thing has happened. Don't worry, I've got it covered and I'm advocating for myself and I'm taking care of myself and I'm just here saying it's obviously difficult, which is totally understandable because it is. Mm-hmm. How do I keep my spirits high?
Well, jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, for God.
What were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say, I think we can all just say eggs and then get to the real advice. But
eggs. Raise chickens.
Raising chickens would be nice.
Yeah, just get
wherever
you live.
That's
more,
a lot of work.
I was going to say, I don't know that M needs more dependents. Yeah. And if they don't have an outdoor space, it's a lot to have a chicken in your house, I think.
And you need more than one because they probably get lonely.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking about sad chickens.
How about jigsaw puzzles?
Why?
Because I think they're just like...
Well, no one's ever asked you that before.
Because they're a wonderful activity that exercise different parts of your brain and that keeps you alert and it's really fun and you get a sense of accomplishment at the end of it and you get to make pretty pictures like Minnie and Mickey Mouse inside of a cottage. Gosh. Ravensburger, soft click technology, Thomas Kincaid.
Well, you really can say brand
names. Yeah. Brand names fully allowed. Fully allowed. Oh, yeah.
Good friends, good family, good chat.
Good friends, good family, good chat. I think I this is such a basic bitch answer, but whenever I've like got an injury, mm-hmm. which I find so difficult because I hate not being able to like work out in the same ways or take, like, if I have to be in any way dependent on other people, it makes me feel very unlike myself, as I'm sure just for most people. But also, I think, relish the things that you couldn't do or you wouldn't allow yourself to do if you didn't have to rest a bit more. By which I mean, this sounds silly, but I hurt my leg really badly at the start of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time in ages I'd done like a hair mask. I'd done my own nails. I'd done a face mask. I know it's like small, but like if you wouldn't genuinely do it, if you didn't have to sit down a bit more or whatever it might be for you, then I think luxuriate in those things. Like I got quite good at nail art. 3 weeks of rest, but I got quite good at nail art. Yeah. I just think
it's
like
not rest. You're not resting, Catherine. I'm learning a new skill.
Yeah, well, I might need it sometime.
A new profession.
Yeah, listen, I have a new Instagram account. Don't worry about it. No. It's like Catherine's nails. But I just think, yeah, I think that kind of thing. I'm trying to think as well. It's like I know this is so.
Get
like
sex toys in or something.
Ooh, you could get some sex toys. Definitely. You could also, I was going to say fresh air, but that works too.
That's another type of egg.
What? Yannick! Yeah, yoni egg.
Is that what it's called? A yoni? Adorable.
That would be cute.
My friend was taught herself to squirt when she had some free time. So like, you can do a lot of things in that time.
Whoa.
There's this, there's an app.
I can't imagine wanting more cleanup. Sorry, that's crazy to me.
It's like Wordle, but for the tube. I really like that. That.
What do you mean?
It's like Wordle, but for the tube. So it's like you get like a tube stencil, and then for a stop, and then you have to guess the stop. You have like six guesses to guess it. It's called Metrodol.
Metrodol?
Yeah, and it's amazing. That's amazing. I do it every morning, and it's like, it's very fun. Sometimes I can't wait until the morning, so I wait until midnight, and then I do it then.
That's amazing, and that also reminds me of, so the New York Times has a game subscription.
Oh, is it Connections?
Oh my God, it's so good.
I love it,
so
I love it, it's
good.
Great.
It's really so good. Okay, so they have a game subscription, and it's like $12, and you can play Wordle, but you can also play Connections, which is where you get 16 words in boxes, and they are four categories of things, and you have to put them together. So you have to find which four go together, but often there'll be little tricks in there.
Yeah.
You think you got it, but you ain't got it.
Oh my God.
And you make four mistakes. Wild. And it's honestly, Ellen and I do it together every night.
Well, you do it as a. That's not fair. I have to do mine by myself.
But we're lovable. Ugh. No, I'm just. You shouldn't have taken that from me. That's I thought you pushed back, but you were like, oh, that's
I'll
so weird.
I'll do it with you.
No.
I'll do the game with you.
It's so impressive.
Fine.
Oh, you should have
taken. I'll come to yours.
Okay, all right.
I feel like I stepped on a mouse. Why did I do that? No one's ever been like, oh.
I did the New Yorker crossword the other day and didn't Google a single thing. So Neil Googled five things for me, but I didn't, but I didn't Google anything.
But may I say that I actually think that it's way cooler and kind of wish I could do Connections alone, but she has the subscription and also we've fallen.
I just do it. I don't know.
We also play, do you play Spelling Bee?
No, it's been offered to me, but I'm not really
spelling
interested in
spelling. Bee is phenomenal, Em. I really
also,
strongly
just
recommend
in case
it.
Em is of a different educational
and I play
bracket,
Tetris too.
Pokemon Go is still very much available and the community is thriving. I'm on that 247, so definitely join Pokemon Go. Mm. My other favourite game I play is called Two Dots. Words, no reading.
I really like that dot
Thank
game.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, how many fucking games are you playing? And you
I
match
really
up. You match up dots. You match up dots with the same colour. It's a matching game.
Yeah, but you can't cross the
Look
line.
What level it's I am, great. Though. Let's Look see. What level. You're going to freak the fuck out. 5,284.
I find this game the hardest out of all of the games.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about
You've
it.
You've got to be really good with colours.
I think it's spatial awareness. It's not colours.
They
it's
have up to like five colours on it. Like, but how good are you with colours? Blue, pink. I could just do that immediately. White, black.
Sometimes I struggle with colours.
Pink, green.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
That's a pink. That's a pinky
pink
pick.
Yeah.
But any colour you show me, I could tell you what colour it is.
M.
Green.
What about this?
M. May I also suggest, if you can, And if you have any outdoor space or even indoor space, it's spring. This is a gorgeous time to get into your garden.
Write a book.
To garden.
Learn a language.
Garden. No, no, stuff that lifts your spirits. Writing a book so hard. Learning
write
a
book. Learn a language. No. Write it in the second language.
I was just thinking you could get into gardening if you had a garden. My bulbs are coming up. It's too early, but I'm still excited. I put them down in November and they're all coming. Woo!
That's really early.
Make your own manure. The things you can do
you
in
can
nature.
You can pop up a book. I just think...
make a treehouse.
Cook.
Build a ship.
You could bake. I love to bake. It cheers me up. You could make all the kinds of eggs we suggested.
That'd actually be a really fun
I'd actually
day.
Love that so much.
Do a get an egg carton.
You'd do it all in one day. I wouldn't do it all in one day.
No, maybe not one
that's
day.
That's so many eggs.
That'd be a crazy day. Yeah,
that's a lot of eggs. Okay. How many eggs have you had in one day? Like the most eggs you've had in one day?
I've definitely done six, I'd say.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I probably six is... Ooh.
That's tricky.
What, like, if there's an... egg and a cake. We're not counting.
No, that. No, it doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Okay, so oh, like, you're talking whole egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, I've not
probably
done
like four then.
Yeah, I'm on four.
I think four is probably the top.
Every day.
Because everyone would always, because I love eggs so much, everyone would always try and like scare me off it and be like, oh, cholesterol. So I've always been like worried. But also, I think that's a myth. I don't think
cholesterol's
eggs cause cholesterol.
A myth?
No, cholesterol's real. But it's not caused by eggs. And I think that salt is good for you. Loads of salt.
Huh. Some real hot takes at the end there from you. Such a quiet, lovely energy. And then you're like, finally, cholesterol's not real. Salt's good for you. Eggs are fine.
Cholesterol's real, but it's not caused by eggs.
And salt's fine.
And salt is, like, you need salt. Everyone loves salt.
Wait, what's cholesterol caused by?
I don't know.
What is cholesterol?
No.
Did you say that doesn't feel right? That doesn't feel right.
I think sugar is the problem. And big sugar's trying to make you think that salt is the problem.
Didn't you have sugar in your coffee?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I... Yeah, I like the taste of sugar by coffee.
But isn't it supposed to be everything in moderation, including moderation itself?
Whoa.
Isn't that the rule?
Very good.
Good Lord.
I'm going to show you my favourite ever charity shop find. As you know, I get lots of clothing.
Sue Ryder, okay, here we go.
Yes.
This is actually one.
It's Sue Ryder. Sue Ryder. He loves Sue Ryder.
Yeah. 16 egg spoiler.
Whoa.
That's
for a party.
That really is.
Did you buy that?
No, I didn't. It was like 20 quid.
That's so expensive.
But who needs to boil 16 eggs at once?
Oh, I know somebody who does that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody works in the kitchen.
Or Charlie Clive, who I live with, who devils eggs for every party. I got her a deviled egg, a soft toy deviled egg for her birthday because she devils eggs so often.
I've had a deviled egg at yours before.
Yeah, she loves to devil eggs, man. Wow. But she just puts them all in the pot at the same time.
Yeah.
So you don't even need that.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been really excellent having you.
That was great. That was really good. That was thank you so good.
Much. Thank you so much. Have you had a nice time?
Yeah, I've had a lovely time.
On a scale of 1-2, eating an egg alone, quietly, privately?
The egg alone. Eating the egg
alone. Oh my God, wow, that's nice. Really good. Okay, it's nice. Really that's beautiful. Yeah. That's really beautiful.
Do you have anything you want to plug and tell us about before you go?
No.
No, we're going to do that again.
Socials, come on.
Oh, we're going to do that again.
Why are people
God.
So bad at that? Right, we're going to try
British
it again.
British people are the worst. Okay,
and leave that in. It's real. It's part of the moment.
Yeah, come on.
Because she doesn't get, you know, they
you promoted British eggs more than yourself. Can you just please? Come on, focus now.
Just as women in comedy and you're a newer woman in comedy.
Please,
very
please.
Funny.
Come on, you don't
have to tell people.
Don't leave with egg on your face. Let's have your...
Otherwise, they're all going to buy tickets for all those really boring guys.
Come on.
And it's not fair.
It's okay? Not that hard.
They
let's
deserve
hear it.
Better than that.
Okay.
Kavanya, anything to plug?
Yes, my socials.
Amazing.
On Instagram, I am Pravanya Pillay 69. So
get your heads out of the gutter. You were born in 1969. Bloody hell, sick of saying it.
What about TikTok? X, any of those?
I think it's just the same, Pravanya Pillay 69, and then great. X is just Pravanya Pillay.
Gorgeous. Yeah, yeah. Keep it growing up for Elon, of course.
And definitely try and see Pravanya at all of her shows. Also, definitely go to the Faulty Towers, even dining experience.
I'm not endorsing that.
Really, I think we must. And,
I don't think we must.
And you know what? I think Pravanya would like to say to all of you, have an egg. Enjoy yourself.
Shall I say that?
Yeah.
Have an egg. Enjoy yourself.
Oh my God. How is she not the face of eggs? Woohoo!
Thank you so much to our executive producers who really keep this podcast going. It's the classics. It's Guy Goodman. It's Simon Moores. It's Mary Fox. It's Annie Tonner. It's Sarah Deakin. It's Oliver Jago and Anthony Conway. Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn and Grace O'Reilly.
Genuinely, thank you to everyone who gives us any money at all. We are so grateful and you are genuinely helping us keep the podcast going. And also,
the snacks we get to eat now.
Oh my God, that's not what I meant. I meant that we actually get to pay Alex and Andrew and Em, and that we actually get to have a cool studio, which we can't actually necessarily afford for long, but we'll get somewhere new and then we'll be able to afford that. And, but the point is, thank you for supporting the podcast. It means so much to us every time we realise there's somebody else on the Patreon. It honestly excites us. Thank you.
Little grateful from the, Catherine.
But
so
I mean,
cute.
I don't think people realise how much it means to us. It's so great. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our producers, Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bald, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly Raya Fink.
Cordelia. Oh my, that was from memory.
That was crazy. Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Forsh, Taz, Anthony, or Anthony, who's to say, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G, Dean Michael, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie...
Chivers.
Carrie Seuss, we guess, Charlie A, KC, Hayley Wharf, and our new producer, Ozzy Steph.
We're all assuming is a nickname, but I really hope there's someone out there. First name Ozzy, second name Steph.
Well, on Queer Ultimatum, there was an Australian called Ozzy.
Not like genuine christened first name.
I don't know, because their pronouns were also Ozzy.
Iconic.
I know.
Iconic.
Yeah, I guess you can be too Australian.
Well, shout out to all the Aussies out there. Thank you so much.